"We've got him in our crossfire," offered Kent hopefully. No one replied. "Well," insisted Kent, "don't we?" Felix nodded reluctantly.
"We do."
"But what have they got us in?"
added Dominguez sourly. He regarded Felix.
"This whole deal gives me the creeps."
He gestured behind them.
"No other cover either, see?"
Felix looked behind them. It was open for some 50 meters to their rear. The closest obstacle was the edge of the maze, a smooth, sheer wall 5 meters high. Not too high for powered legs to clear, of course. And there was a gap there, he noticed. It was wide enough for a couple of warriors to use at one time. Still, all that open space to get there made it...
"Maybe we ought to pull back a bit."
"I'm for that," said the sergeant.
"But Canada told us to stay here," protested Kent.
"And I meant it," said Shoin, appearing from down the long line of warriors. "What's this talk about pulling back?"
"We're too damn close, Colonel," said Dominguez firmly.
"Too close for what?"
She waved toward the dorm.
"Dorms don't have any artillery."
"How do you know?"
Felix asked. She looked at him.
"You ever heard of them having it?"
She looked at Dominguez.
"Have you?"
"No," they conceded in unison.
"Then there's no reason to expect any."
She paused, sat down in the sand.
"Colonel Kadar knows what he's doing."
Felix snorted.
"False, Colonel. For one thing, he's never done this before. And for another..."
He looked at her. "Your Ali is just a bit too eager for me." She met his gaze.
"Maybe he hasn't had much actual on-the-spot experience."
"Any, you mean?"
She ignored him.
"But he's had the full benefit of all fleet research on dorms."
Felix laughed bitterly.
"Fleet research thought these things were supply dumps the first time they dropped me. We stepped from the ship straight into 6 marching rows."
It was quiet for several seconds while they digested that. Then...
"When was that?"
Shoin asked.
"The knuckle," Felix replied in a dead voice.
There was a sudden movement beside him. He turned to find Kent's massive blue helmet looming over him.
"You? You were at the knuckle, Felix?"
he asked, his voice an almost inaudible whisper.
"Damn," Felix thought. "Damn, not this way."
"Yes. Not Kent. Nathan. Yes, Nathan, I was there."